Warming temps and heavy rains can spell trouble for your home. Don't wait for a problem. Get a free foundation inspection from PermaSeal. Stay dry, stay protected. For peace of mind, call 800-421-SEAL or visit permaseal.net.
Dean is off, but Chicago's very own Cindy Perlman is on. She's out in Las Vegas, where she writes for the Las Vegas Journal Review and also covers entertainment for the New York Times Wire Service. And Cindy, you have good news for Talking Heads fans, don't you?
Happy Friday, Bob. Great news for Talking Heads fans. For the first time in 20 years, the entire band reunited this week at the Toronto Film Festival. The reason was the restored 4K version of their classic concert movie, Stop Making Sense, from 1984, which is celebrating its 40th anniversary, if you can believe that.
That's amazing. So what was it like in Toronto?
It was great. The band was on stage for about an hour. Spike Lee actually interviewed them, and David Byrne, the lead singer, said, of course he still owns all of those amazing white suits from the movie. Remember those big boxy suits?
Mm-hmm.
And he said he was just told everything was bigger and should be bigger on stage in the 1980s, and he thought, okay, my suit should be bigger too. So he kept all those classics. But one of the best moments, they said, was the band actually stayed and watched the movie with the fans who were in the audience. And Burns Row, the minute Burning Down the House came on, the entire row just stood up, started dancing. And David Byrne stood up and danced it up with them. So they were all in a great mood. And it's a weird situation for the band. 20 years, they've barely spoken to each other. I guess David Byrne going solo didn't sit well with the band.
Mm-hmm.
Some things about how some of the band members found out through the media that David Byrne was leaving the band. So they've had some hard feelings, but they did come together for this, and it hits the IMAX theaters on September 22nd.
And that deluxe edition reissue of the album is out now. We're hearing that contract talks that had been stalled are poised to resume between the Hollywood writers and major studios and streaming services. The Alliance of Motion Picture and Television Producers says they're working on a schedule to meet next week. Meanwhile, Bill Maher says he's going back to work, right?
Bill Maher is joining Drew Barrymore and many other talk show hosts who are saying, we sympathize with the writers, we're with you in spirit, but hey, we're going back to work. And Bill Maher said there's a lot of other forces, he's got a lot of people he employs, and he doesn't want to miss an entire season of his HBO show, Real Time with Bill Maher, especially during these interesting political times. And strangely, Bill Maher was just in Vegas, so I got to speak to him, and he said the strike has been driving him nuts. He said, I'm so bored, I'm like a caged animal. He actually went on the road to find something to do, and he said he hates the idea of retirement. He's like, I'm so bad at doing nothing. He's like, you think all your life you want to do nothing? And he's like, nothing is the worst thing you can do.
Mm-hmm.
So he's 67 now, and I said, well, what's your secret of looking great and feeling good? He said the three S's, stress, sleep, sugar. He said, 8 hours of sleep, you got to do it. 6 hours isn't good enough. He said, avoid as much stress as possible and watch your sugar intake. And this makes sense. He said, nutritionists don't agree on anything, but they all agree that sugar's bad.
Yeah.
And the last thing I said, do you have like a life advice or motto for people? And he said, always take your wallet with you on stage. That's his life advice. Because you never know when you need your wallet.
Well, remember Aretha Franklin would always be on stage with her purse, but that was because, you know, back in the day, it wasn't safe to leave your purse backstage. Let's talk about this story that we mentioned yesterday, a Taylor Swift reporter for hire, and now they're looking for a Beyonce reporter too, aren't they?
You know, I'm waiting for the day they look for a Bruce Springsteen reporter because I'm 100% in. But yes, in these waning days of print journalism, good to know that there are two beats still available. You could have the Taylor Swift beat, you know, according to the Gannett News Chain, which also owns USA Today and about 200 other papers. But no, your job, you can follow Taylor around, report on her every doing, report on who she's dating, much like regular life for any entertainment journalist. And now you can do the same thing with Beyonce. I guess Gannett said that, you know what, these women are cultural icons, they're economic powerhouses, and they deserve their own beat. So I think this is a good thing. We should enjoy this, and I'm down for the Bruce beat.
Yeah, I think they're going to have quite a few applicants for that. Cindy Perlman in Las Vegas for Dean. Thank you, Cindy, and have a great weekend.
You too, Bob.
And it's a big weekend for music lovers. Dean Richards is out on assignment, but he sent us his recommendations for what to do in and around Chicago this weekend.
Chicago's last summer music festival is also one of the biggest, with the best lineup in years. Riot Fest returns to Douglas Park with a jam-packed weekend of headliners, including the Foo Fighters, Death Cab for Cutie, the Queens of the Stone Age, Postal Service, and The Cure. Rapper 50 Cent plays his hits Saturday night at the United Center. American Idol alum Fantasia performs at the Chicago Theater. And rockers Guster and Nico Case visit the Salt Shed. The one and only trumpeter Herb Alpert brings his signature sound to the Vic with special guest Lonnie Hall. Saturday at the Des Plaines Theater, it's 70s soul legend, The Stylistics. Rockers The OCs are at Dahlia Hall on Saturday night. Singer-songwriter The Tallest Man on Earth plays there on Sunday. Sunday, catch 60s hitmakers Jay and the Americans with special guest Ronnie Rice from the New Colony 6, all at the Des Plaines Theater. And drive-by truckers pull up to the Salt Shed. On stage after a three-year absence, Hamilton returns for a special limited engagement at the Nederlander Theater now through December 30th. The Drury Lane Theater in Oakbrook Terrace presents the story of the legendary Man in Black, Johnny Cash. See Ring of Fire through October 22nd. For laughs, the creators of the hit comedy Workaholics bring their new podcast to the Chicago Theater. Funny man D.L. Hughley brings his comedy to the Improv in Schaumburg all weekend. Monster Jam returns to the Allstate Arena all weekend long. And art lovers can view a new exhibition of dozens of Picassos at the Elmhurst Art Museum till next January. For new movies this week, Kenneth Branagh stars in Agatha Christie's A Haunting in Venice. There are plenty of ghosts and jump scares in here, but the most surprising thing is the welcome addition of Tina Fey. Branagh and Fey have an appealing chemistry that helps this slow burn of a mystery get going. It's a Dean's List B.
You can always get my weekly movie review sent right to your phones every week just by texting the word Dean to 97999. Sponsored by Lyric Opera of Chicago, presenting Wagner's The Flying Dutchman, September 23rd to October 7th. Get tickets at lyricopera.org. Hope you have a great weekend. Dean Richards, WGN News.
As Dean mentioned, you have another chance to see Hamilton. A new touring company opened last night at the Nederlander on Randolph Street. Chicago is the first place the musical played outside of New York City. The first Chicago company closed in 2020 on the eve of the pandemic. Hamilton creator and original star Lin-Manuel Miranda sat down with Dean to talk about their return to the downtown theater district.
Chicago was where we launched our second company with the incredible Miguel Cervantes and Josh Henry and that amazing cast. And it was such a joy to see the way Chicago embraced the show, but not just the show, the cast members. You know, we sat here for nearly 3 years, I think, and it was remarkable. It was, you know, I'd be back home in New York and I'd see the cast of Hamilton screaming at a Cubs game, and they really became part of the fabric of the town. But it's just remarkable how everyone finds an on ramp into this show, whether Burr's storyline resonates with them, or Eliza's storyline resonates with them, or just the wordplay resonates with them. I can't tell you how many parents I talk to who say, my kid who was having speech issues memorized the soundtrack because it was something to latch onto. It was a project to work on. It was a way to sing about things that they maybe wouldn't express.
And that's really what we need right now, right? To get people back into theaters. I know that the public theater in New York has had some big cutbacks.
There's been cuts everywhere, yeah.
Is it shows like Hamilton that will bring people back in? Is that the key to
I think that's one component. You know, I think that it's great that a show that has a passionate fan base like Hamilton, like Wicked, like Lion King, you know, that folks show up for those experiences. I also, you know, the other exciting thing about Chicago is you guys take chances on new stuff. I know that I think The Notebook was here. Like, there's really exciting stuff that gets to start here. And I would encourage audiences to, like, wear that with pride. Like, you guys get to see stuff before New York does.
A couple of other entertainment notes. The Rolling Stones have confirmed that their forthcoming record, Hackney Diamonds, will feature contributions from Paul McCartney, Lady Gaga, Stevie Wonder, Elton John, Bill Wyman, and the late Charlie Watts. Band announced the album's track list, which is online right now. And Sunday, you'll join us out in Joliet for a celebration of Illinois' strong contribution to the world of music and entertainment. That will take center stage at the Rialto Square Theater in Joliet. Sunday, doors open at 5, and we start at 6 p.m., the Illinois Rock and Roll Museum's third annual Hall of Fame induction award ceremony. I'll be emceeing. John Landecker will be there, Wendy Snyder, The Crying Shames, Jim Peterick, a lot of music, a special video tribute that Joe Mantegna prepared for Dick Biondi. So if you'd like to get more information on that and get tickets, we've got that up on our show page at WGNRadio.com. Just go to WGNRadio.com and the Surratt Show page, and you'll see all the info.